From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 16th, and happy 76th birthday to NBA legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Magic says to Kareem, come on down here, big fella, put in a chair. The crowd stands for Kareem to get the ball. Everybody's waving their arms. It's into Kareem. Kareem, swing left, right hand, 12-footer, good! Tell the word. They love their captain. They love their leader. And suffice to say, ladies and gentlemen, the new king of scoring has ascended his throne. This man has accomplished something that I don't believe, and I mean this sincerely, I don't think this will ever happen again.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the stories Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Kemp touts tax cuts and economic growth at Cobb Chamber. Lake Acworth declared safe after sewage spill. And gas prices continue to rise in Georgia. All this and more is coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe.
Life's a constant hustle. And at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority.
Governor Brian Kemp celebrated legislative victories and economic achievements in a speech to the Cobb Chamber of Commerce, highlighting income tax cuts, upcoming sports events, and economic development projects. He praised Georgia's role as a global hub for sports and outlined investments in infrastructure, education, and public safety. However, some critics, like State Representative Terry Anulowitz, raised concerns about gun safety and Medicaid expansion. Anulowitz also noted the absence of discussions on sports betting, which she believes could generate revenue for need-based hope scholarships. Despite criticisms, Cobb Chamber Chairman Mike Plant commended Kemp's leadership, while Cobb Chairwoman Lisa Cupid emphasized Cobb's interconnectedness with Georgia's success and anticipated continued growth. Lake Acworth has resumed recreational activities following a sewage spill caused by a fallen tree damaging an above-ground sewage line on U.S. Army Corps of Engineers property. The spill, totaling under 10,000 gallons, didn't meet the criteria for a major spill as per Georgia Environmental Protection Division guidelines. Although some reported seeing a sheen on the water, survey crews determined it was caused by pollen and airborne particulates accumulating on the lake's surface. Gas prices in Georgia have surged, with residents now paying 10 cents more per gallon compared to last week and 17 cents more than last month, according to AAA. In Cobb, the average price per gallon stands at $3.47, slightly higher than the state average. Drivers across Georgia are facing a 60-cent increase compared to a year ago. This rise is attributed to factors including crude oil prices around $85 per barrel, high demand, and geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. Despite the increase, Georgians are still paying about 20 cents less per gallon than the national average. AAA suggests several tips for drivers to save money at the pump, including shopping around for gas prices, enrolling in fuel savings programs, and maintaining their vehicles for better fuel economy. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Cobb County. This is Glenn Drake, your trusted real estate expert for over 30 years. At Drake Realty, we've been helping families find their dream homes and investors make savvy choices since 1990. With a team of over 700 dedicated agents, we've got your back every step of the way. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in the Atlanta market, we've got the experience and local knowledge you need. Our commitment to you goes beyond the deal. We're here to build lasting relationships and ensure your real estate journey is smooth and successful. So when you're ready to make your next move, choose Drake Realty. Call us at 770-565-2044 or visit our website at drakerealty.com. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality.
City officials in Acworth have introduced a new accessible pathway at Dallas Landing Park aimed at easing access to Lake Allatoona for people with disabilities. The $15,000 MobiMat pathway, a collaboration between the city and the Special Needs Development Group, replaces an aging concrete ramp. The pathway is weather-resistant, water-resistant, and durable, providing accessibility for wheelchairs, strollers, and walkers. The Special Needs Development Group funded the installation of the mat, emphasizing their commitment to improving life for everyone. Acworth officials and community members celebrated the pathway's unveiling, highlighting its significance in ensuring inclusivity and accessibility for all residents and visitors. Allatoona Lake, a popular destination, is now more accessible, allowing individuals of all abilities to enjoy its beauty. The dispute over the Cobb Board of Commissioners map is reaching a critical juncture as the Georgia Supreme Court prepares to hear oral arguments this week. The court will determine whether Chairwoman Lisa Cupid's home rule map or Governor Brian Kemp's approved map will prevail. The case arose when the commission adopted a map not endorsed by the Republican-controlled legislature, invoking constitutional home rule powers to do so. Judge Ann Harris previously ruled the county's map unconstitutional, but the county appealed. The outcome will impact upcoming elections as candidates' qualifications are affected. The court's decision is eagerly awaited by all parties involved, with implications for future governance and electoral processes in Cobb County. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. While you may see all sorts of salt for sale at Ingles, just remember, there's no health benefit to choosing a pink, gray, or sea salt or kosher salt over iodized table salt if you have high blood pressure. All salt still contains sodium, which may affect your blood pressure if you have hypertension and have been told to limit the amount of sodium you consume.
This fall, voters in Gwinnett and Cobb County will decide on a 1 cent sales tax proposal aimed at enhancing public transit. The Georgia Public Policy Foundation has shed light on the transition from an initial interest in connecting with MARTA to adopting bus-centric strategies in both counties. A detailed comparison reveals that while both plans are funded through a 1 cent sales tax, there are distinct differences in their approaches and allocations. Cobb County's plan emphasizes bus rapid transit with 6 heavy lines and a significant investment in local buses and active transportation, totaling an estimated cost of $11 billion. In contrast, Gwinnett County focuses more on local bus services and microtransit, covering 27 zones, aiming for a more extensive transit network with a total cost of $17 billion. Both counties prioritize 100% service coverage across their territories, showcasing a commitment to comprehensive public transit development. Barber Middle School students produced 3 videos for the National Poison Prevention Week video contest, aiming to educate about the dangers of poisoning and the importance of calling 1-800-222-1222 during a poison emergency. Their submission won the grand prize, marking the first time Georgia students have achieved this honor. Xenia Oconta, Sarah Pillick, and Bailey Falks were the award-winning producers, guided by their teacher, Sandra Watts. They received $500 and a trip to Virginia for the award ceremony. Watts emphasizes hands-on learning experiences to help students discover their strengths and apply classroom knowledge to real-world situations.
Ted's Montana Grill is one of Cobb's best burgers. But in addition to burgers, they also have some great salads, steaks, chili, and a full bar selection. For your chance to win a $20 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue in West Cobb, email tedscontest@gmail.com today. That's tedscontest@gmail.com for your chance to win a $20 gift card from Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue at West Cobb.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, or the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties. Read more about all of our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. You can add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.